Hey, it's Randy Miles talking to Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. That means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Manta, we're going to take a quick break from our home buying series and talk about some breaking news.
Absolutely. You know, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, credit card companies are reevaluating their risk management strategy, and they're reducing credit lines to borrowers out of nowhere. Now, Randy, I've got an 800 credit score, never missed a credit card payment. And imagine my surprise when I get a letter from my credit card company telling me they have reduced my credit card limit by 75%.
What?
Yes. And the reason they said is because I don't use a lot of my limit. So therefore, they took it down. Now, I appealed that decision, but it didn't matter because they said it's a business decision for them. Now, let me explain what they're doing. They only have so much money to lend.
Okay.
And they took my limit and they gave it to somebody else who already has a balance so that their limit is higher. And they're claiming that that's helping out the public during the pandemic. That would be true if they weren't charging people 25% interest on those balances they're carrying.
Exactly.
They're not helping anybody. They're just getting people more in debt. So don't want to start venting on that in these credit card companies, but let me explain what happens when they reduce your credit card limit. It affects your credit utilization ratio, which is something we've talked about many times on this broadcast, and I encourage people to go to moneysmartlife.org. There are several blog posts on credit utilization ratio, or you can just put CUR in the search bar and it'll bring up those blog posts. You can also go to our YouTube channel or Confessions of a Gospel DJ, and you can get the podcast on the subject. But listen, your credit utilization ratio is 30% of your credit score.
Right.
So if they reduce your limit, it automatically increases your credit utilization ratio, which the optimum credit utilization ratio is 5% or less. And if you go above 33% of your credit utilization ratio, it begins to negatively impact your credit score, whether or not you've ever missed a payment or not.
Right, exactly. That's crazy.
So if you get that notification, we encourage people, go to the website, moneysmartlife.org, search out CUR for credit utilization ratio, check out some of the strategies on the blog post there, and you'll get the information. And once again, check out our network, confessionsofagospeldj.com, moneysmartlife.org. You can find us also both podcasts on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts from.
Absolutely. We are everywhere. Thank you so much for that update, Mansa.
Thank you.